Blog Talk Radio.
I ain't apologizing for shit. I do what I want. And JoJo does too.
Love it in your eyes. When you said goodbye, you didn't even try. So this time I don't care. And honestly, I was just about to pick up the phone. And then I realized that I didn't do nothing wrong.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to I Do Declare, Wednesday night's episode. We have Andrew with us. Hi, Andrew.
Hello.
Can you hear me better?
Yep.
Good. Okay, because I'm using the Direct Connect feature. It used to really suck on here. And so you can hear me all right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's
good. I hear nothing wrong.
That's good. That's awesome. I don't think Shani's going to be joining us tonight.
No, she's worn out.
Yeah, I think she's probably sleeping. We'll miss her.
She definitely needs it.
Yeah, she needs the rest. Everyone deserves rest. So I think we're going to do a lot of music tonight, and let's see where it goes. The first song is Avril Lavigne, My Happy Ending.
I won't fall asleep.
That
was out of nowhere the other night.
Yeah, it was like, what is that noise? I even played the siren and you didn't wake up.
I was gone.
I played it again. So here we go. I'm going to play this.
Like we're dead. Was it something I did? Was it something you said? Don't leave me hanging in a city so dead, held up so high on such a breakable thread. You were all the things I thought I knew, and I we
All right, that was Happy Ending, Avril Lavigne. And you're still with us?
Good song. Yep, I'm here.
Okay. That's good. So, I still agree with Shannon on the whole we need to have a bigger big room with baseball that day. I've been thinking about that a lot. I think it would be, well, beat your ex-boyfriend with a baseball bat. Sorry. I think that would be a great holiday. I just do.
Can I help?
Can you help?
Yeah, can I help?
Can you help? I mean, I guess you could help.
I don't have an ex-boyfriend, but I can help beat yours.
I'm going to beat somebody that's messaging. Cooper, you're dead. Anyway, sorry, I had a moment.
Can I hit Cooper with a bus?
No, you can't hit Cooper with a bus. I said beat.
Why
I didn't say kill or maim.
Hey, I didn't say anything about hurting him. I could just bump into him with a bus. I never said about running
that
over.
You said you wanted to hit him.
Yeah, but I didn't say nothing about hurting him with a bus. I could pick up a little toy bus and throw it at him.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I do declare. And now you know why we have the name of the show, I Do Declare, because it's something I always say, because people are always making me shake my head and go, oh, my goodness.
Oh, don't learn why she's coming to the one that's causing that.
Wow. I think we're going to go on to the next song. It's Bob Seger and Gretchen Wilson. It's called Her Strut. It's a really awesome song. And, yeah, here we go.
Independence, but she's the lady through.
we're back. And I retract my previous statement. If you want to hit Cooper with a bus, go for it.
Uh-oh, what do you know?
Never mind. Cooper? Yeah.
I don't mean afraid of that. What hasn't he done?
But, okay, so this is my proposition. You know, I like gifts for the holiday of beating your ex-boyfriend with a baseball bat, but I have a better idea. So, once every 2 or 3 months, you get the worst ones, right? And you put them on a bus, and you let that bus brake spell, and it go over a cliff. Bye-bye! Too much?
That won't happen. Only dreaming there, girly.
Hey, dreams can come true. Hey, give something to hope for. Come on now.
I'm hoping I win the lottery tonight.
Don't kill my dreams. It's just me.
Yeah, I didn't say nothing about killing your dreams at all.
Yeah. Well. Sorry if you can hear me chomping on potato chips. They're really yummy. My bad. Well, Jenny wanted me to play Material Girl, but she's not here to hear it. Well, I may just do it anyway. Madonna. Old school. So here we go. Yeah, Material Girl. You never heard of that? I know you've heard that.
Oh, yeah, I have. I actually listened to it in the car the other day.
Yeah. Okay, so the thing that I'm trying to accomplish with this radio station, I don't just do one genre of music. I like music. And I've noticed that a lot of people do as well. So it's a mixture. I actually have a request where you can text in your request now, a number. I'm about to read that off for anybody that wants it. I said I was going to read that off. As soon as it loads. It don't want to load. Stupid thing.
Uh-oh.
Give me a second. Yeah, uh-oh. I'm going to beat it. Uh-oh. Okay, so the number is 980-224-5676. And I'll make a request all the way up until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You gotta give me time to get the songs. And we're gonna play Material Girl. Madonna.
Thank you.
About cartoons and the new versus the old. So they claim that our cartoons were violent. And I guess in a way, maybe they were. Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the new crap they have on is not worth a darn. SpongeBob, SquarePants, what the hell? You have a sponge for a cartoon character? Okay. I can't stand SpongeBob. So, I don't know. But, I mean, I really don't know why, you know, I remember Betty Boop, Tom and Jerry, and Tweety Bird, and
Can't forget Coyote.
Yeah, the Coyote. Roadrunner. Elmer Fudd.
Nowadays, when you talk about that, they think it's damn violent.
Popeye the Sailor Man was actually invented to get kids to eat vegetables. That's why he was invented, actually. Him and that nasty-ass spinach, of course. But still, I mean,
yeah.
Spinach. Yeah. Spinach is gross. Spinach is, torture y'all with some Taylor Swift. So, get ready to be tortured. Okay. It's a Take It Off. I love this song. Now, a lot of her other stuff, I mean, she's not really country anymore. I will admit that. But Shake It Off is a fun song. And I thought, you know, everybody needs some fun. So, here we go.
I stay out too late. Got nothing in my brain. Keep
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was Shake It Off, Taylor Swift. Shout out to Cooper, who's listening, if he's a butthead. Shout out to Frosty, if you're listening. And anybody else who's listening. So, yeah.
Who's there?
Yeah, and you're still here. He hasn't fallen asleep yet.
And I say yet.
Oh. Yeah, of course. let's see. Ooh, this next song is this is not the Cooper Haters Radio. I do not hate you. Stop it. Sorry, I have a moment. I'm having Tourette's over here.
Why are you having Tourette's?
Because of messages.
Stop making a woman have Tourette's there, man.
It's all good. It's all good. So here is Buttons. I love this song. If people listen carefully to it, it's an awesome song. Oh, dear God. Okay, here we go.
What it do, baby boy? Yeah, little mama, you looking good. I see you on the plate with a player from the hood. Come holler at me, you got it like that. Big Snoop Dogg with the lead pussy cat. I show you how I go that. Yeah, I wanna throw that. Me and you, one-on-one, treat it like a show that. You look at me and I look at you. I'm reaching for your shirt, what you want me to do? Melody, you telling me?
Thank you.
All right, that was Buttons by PCD. I was over here dancing a little bit. I'm a little out of breath, my bad. I forgot what I was going to say.
That's a first.
Yeah, I know. Not really lately, actually. Been happening a lot more lately. Let's see. Wednesday. I don't have any fun facts for y'all. That's more of Shani's thing. But, anybody hear about what Trump plans to do? I know that's probably a really boring subject. But, apparently they're going to send people back across the border to await the courts to decide whether they get to come over here or not. It's not like nobody can get to come over here from Mexico. Just got to make a decision whether they can or not. I found that really interesting because before, my understanding was that they weren't going to let people over here at all. So I guess they've changed their minds once again. I don't know. Wow, do you realize the half hour has already gone by? So very quickly, too.
Holy crap.
Yeah. A half hour is already gone. Yeah, something like that. Are you counting down, Andrew? Not like
no,
being here?
No, my timer's on it. No, my phone's on timer's on it.
I'm messing with you.
I never said I don't like being here.
I'm messing with you. Calm yourself.
I'm going to get you.
Yeah, okay. I think we're going to slow it down a little bit. Play a little bit of country.
A little bit of rock and roll.
Yeah, a little bit country. This is a really good song. I did it for the girl, is what it's called. So here we go.
Paid a little more for a haircut. Ironed up a pearl snap. Left that old ball cap. Gave myself a little extra smell good splash. I did it for the girl.
welcome back to Caldwell Madison Review. He's in our chat box. How you doing? Thank you for listening once again. And let's see. What was I going to say? I don't know what I was going to say. Goodness gracious, I do complain.
I don't know.
I don't know neither.
Hey, follow the moderator. I get paid for that. I get paid a lot of money for that. That'd be awesome. Say, if I was a moderator, I get paid a lot of money for that.
I don't know. So
you could go and play the lotto.
No, I don't do the lotto. I don't play games that I don't know that I can win. I'm sorry, I'm just like that. It's just personality.
Yeah, well, I did it for the hell of it. Why not?
Yeah, I understand that, but like I said, I don't play games I don't know that I can win. And that seems wrong, but I just like knowing that I can win. Or I won't play. And that's in life, too. If I don't think I'm going to win, I'm not going to bother with it. That's part of my personality.
Gotcha.
Do what?
I said, I gotcha. I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I may embarrass myself tonight. And you may get to hear me sing. If everybody stays tuned in.
Yay.
Yay. I don't know if that's yay or... go away.
I said yay.
But, yeah. I know what you said. I'm just saying. But I'm going to play some Pink, Just Like Fire. I love this song.
Hey, baby, do you want some tea? Babe. You just gonna hang around all day?
I know that I'm running out of time. I want it all. And I'm wishing they'd stop trying to turn me off. I want it all. And I'm walking on a wire, trying to go higher. Feels like I'm surrounded by clowns and liars. Even when I give it all away.
Just like fire, burning up the way, rocking like the world, but just one day, watch this madness, gonna push it red, no one can be just like me anyway, just like magic, I'll be flying dreams.
All right, and we are back. Andrew, are you still awake?
Yep.
Okay, good.
I'm here.
All right. So, we're going to play this next song, and I'm going to sing. Please give me everybody if I scare you, but we're going to try it anyway. First time I've ever actually turned the music down enough that people could really, really hear me. And that's what I'm going to do. I may not do the whole song because I do still have a bit of a sore throat. But we're going to try it.
Girls talking, guess they used to most of them fall down at your feet. Cause you got the charm and the debonair down, so tall and dark like you just came out of some kind of fairy tale dream.
Cinderella by Peyton Ray. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Andrew?
I'm here.
Oh, I thought you passed out.
No. I'm having my nose is killing me, so sometimes you'll hear me sound like I'm snoring while I'm not.
Oh, okay. Hope I didn't scare anybody away by singing.
Nope.
Well, not you. So, anyways. Not my best, but not my worst either, I don't guess. So. Oh. No, they didn't want to hear.
Put yourself down.
Dana wanted to hear Smiling in the End, so I'm going to play that.
Think a second here. Not used to playing it on acoustic guitars here. I'd say,
sitting on a box.
No, this is a real rock tune. This is probably one of the hardest rocking tunes on the record. So
right.
It's kind of unique to do it this way,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, when you hear the record, you won't even recognize it. I mean, the record is like, it comes on, and remember the old Maxell tape commercial where the guy's sitting there with his hair blowing backwards? That's the energy of this song. Well, this is the new Christy Minstrels version of it here.
Let's rock.
Let's rock.
Right?
All right.
Two.
Can't really say it's been a good year. I know I'll see better days. Some things that shouldn't have been going on around here been going on anyways. See, I was face down in a pool of my own self-pity. Gotta pick myself up and get out of this.
Chocolate, but there's no chocolate in my house. I gotta wait until some party. My Girl Scout cookies.
I've got Butterfinger Peanut Butter Cups, smooth and crunchy. Mm. And it came straight out of the freezer. I love them when they're cold. So yummy.
Yeah, man, looks like I need to go to North Carolina. Still her cookies.
Not getting.
Still her chocolate.
You're not getting my chocolate. I will.
I steal your chocolate.
Beat you up over my chocolate. No.
You'll beat me up over chocolate.
My chocolate. Yes, my chocolate. Mine, all mine. I don't share my chocolate. It's too good. Sorry. So now I'm going to play some Jesse James. And that's not a guy, it's a girl. She's a country singer. I don't think she's written anything new or sang anything new, rather, in a while. It's called I Look So Good Without You. Here we go.
When you left me, I'd be broken with my confidence gone, so gone. Hey, boy, I would've thought that when you said that you don't want me, I'm too ugly and did something was wrong. Standing in front of the mirror, my skin's never been clearer, my smile's never been whiter.
By Jesse James. And Shani, I love you, Shani.
I am so tired. I slept since 5 o'clock. I was exhausted. yeah, my body just gave out.
Wizards.
Hey. My body
still
just
awake.
Gave out. It was. I know, and I was the one sleeping since 5 o'clock. I think my body just gave out because everything I've been had to do this week. I think I just eventually just knocked out.
Your body's basically telling you, I need sleep, and I don't care what else you're doing, I'm sleeping.
I did. I expected 5 o'clock, I'd be up by like 7. I didn't expect to be up at like 11. So how's the show? How did the show go? How is the show going? I'm still not coherent, so.
I'm
sleeping
and I turn the
music
down.
Am I going to make a noise? So you guys are going to have to deal with it.
It's okay. I actually sang and I turned the music down so people could actually hear me. And I think I scared people.
I can't hear nothing. Guys, stop making noise. Sorry, they're making noise into the phone on purpose. You guys want to be on the show?
You want to be on the show, puppies?
And the other one, Hello, the one dog, hurt her paw real bad. And I want to take her to the vet, but I got to wait till tomorrow morning because she wasn't there today.
Kalula.
But she's okay. She's walking a little bit. Kalula is the one who hurt her paw. I guess she did it when I was not here yesterday.
Yeah, maybe.
She was fine when I left. When I got home, she had a swollen paw. I'm like, what the heck?
I had to add a candy portion to the show. I've got
Butterfinger. A candy portion? Why'd you have to add a candy portion?
Because I decided I wanted Butterfinger peanut butter cups.
I thought I'm going to steal her candy.
Seen this in a while.
She's not doing
fully
my
awake. I can't believe I slept all that time. Oh my God, I never sleep this long.
Well,
God,
like
just,
you said, your body
needs. Like, I don't know what, 6-7 hours, 5 to 11.
Something.
Like 5 hours, 6 hours. Oh. Now I'll be up all night. So what happened on the show? What did I miss?
Nothing really. I've mostly played music and aggravated Andrew.
So
and
been you and Andrew the whole time?
Yeah.
Man, it's only been me and her.
Andrew,
yeah, I'm sorry. I would have been there if I was awake.
Andrew wanted to get Cooper with a bus.
Why do you want to hit Cooper with a bus? What happened with Cooper?
Nothing. Andrew just, I want to hit Cooper with a bus. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, I told her, I didn't say a real bus. I didn't say nothing about a real bus. I told her I could pick up a Hot Wheels bus and throw it at him.
It was interesting. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
Because I was talking about...
You were talking about what?
Jen's holiday. I was talking about Jen's holiday, where she wants to beat all the ex-boyfriends with baseball bats.
Oh, yes.
I said, why don't we put them all on a bus and make the brakes fail and go up a cliff? I'm having one of those moments. It'll be okay, though. Yeah.
It's been one of those days, huh?
I guess. Pretty much. Pretty much.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
And I can't type.
What?
I can't type. No.
And who are you typing to people?
Yeah, I'm typing to people.
And there's a lot of people in the box.
No, just one. And he had to go.
One person in the box.
And he had to go. But it's okay.
He had to leave.
They had to leave. So. So I played a song for Dan. I played your Material Girl, but you weren't here to hear it.
I wasn't here with sleep. You should have waited till I got here.
Well, I didn't know if you were going to be up or not sleepy. Honestly. I was like, I'm going to play it for Shani anyway.
Anybody I know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we weren't going to bother you at all. We were going to let you sleep.
Well, I tried calling her about 30 minutes before the show started, and she didn't answer, so I was like, okay, so she's sleeping. Wow.
Yeah, I was sleeping.
Like I said, it's a good thing.
Oh, so I see you're typing. I got a message from the person you're typing.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's one of the people.
Is Frosty listening?
But now, I don't know. I can't tell because I don't have my
Frosty, are you listening? Can you just message me?
So, there's some new things going on. I have actually uploaded to YouTube. We have YouTube for the station. We have SoundCloud. And we have a text request number to request songs now. So I'm making a lot of different things and doing the best to get this show out there because I think that it's fun and entertaining and I think people enjoy it. So. And it got quiet.
I'm not fully awake yet. I'm trying to get up. I'm trying.
I know you're not fully awake.
I never
talked about Mr. Andrew
that much.
He's been drifting in and out.
I'm still here. I'm kind of here. I'm not.
You've been drifting in and out the whole time.
Here. Hey, at least I'm not snoring this time.
Yeah, or I'd have to mute you again. But hey, it's all good. It's all good. You'll be okay.
So what have you guys talked about for the last hour? Just nothing much?
Really much. Most music, just sporadic moments where I decide I'm going to be random and weird. But that's not any different than any other day. I'm always random and weird. So it's cool.
I'm usually random and weird, but... So everybody out there knows, whoever's listening, I just had a grandbaby on Tuesday, so it's been nothing but nonstop for a few days.
Yeah, well, excuse me. I mean, it's not a big deal, Shani. I understand you just got
no, no. And my daughter, I don't care if she's listening, because I know she's not as being a butt. She just had a baby on Tuesday, and she's acting like she's a prima donna. But, you know, it is.
Can I tell the people what I called her?
Yeah, sure.
A full-ass brat.
She is. I don't care. I really don't care
what
if she decides to listen or not. You know, I know what I'm doing. You know, I am in my 30s. I've raised her. I'm a teacher. And she thinks I don't know what I'm doing with the baby. She don't know what she's doing. So when she needs help, because mom's not going to be here anymore.
I told you, tough love. You know what? She thinks she knows everything.
Brat.
Let her see if she really does.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't care. I don't think his family's going to be listening, but you suck! There you go. Just wanted to tell.
Cooper said new mother syndrome. Yeah, probably, but still, she's acting like a brat.
Have a brat syndrome and also
know-it-all
family syndrome.
No, it's not a new mother syndrome. She's always been that way.
Yeah, pretty much, but you know, most moms, okay, when they're first one, they do get like that, but in Shannon's daughter's case, she's acting like a spoiled-ass brat. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I told her
she's
what she did. She talked to me for over 24 hours and did text me and everything, and didn't bring up something stupid until, like, 12 hours later. I was like, what the heck brought that on?
And she's being a brat. Being a brat.
Yeah, well.
The
boyfriend's sister and the boyfriend can go fly to Japan and stay there. I'm being nice by saying that. I want to use other words.
Hey, you know that bus? You know that bus I was talking about?
Yes, yes.
Maybe we can slip him on there. One-way ticket. Right off the cliff. Anyway, sorry.
Can I put his whole family on there except for his grandmother? And his one brother's okay.
Yeah.
And there's still not a name for the baby, and there should be by now.
Yeah, you would think.
Can you, is there any kind of song you can pull up for me? I want to hear something like upbeat and funny.
Upbeat and funny.
I don't know. Or something I would like. More Madonna.
I only downloaded one Madonna.
You said you have a request line.
I do have a request line. Woman?
Huh. I'll figure out what can I play for you. Huh. Oh my goodness gracious, Cooper, I'm not playing that. He wants me to play Rodney Carrington, Dear Penis.
Oh God.
Cooper, go to bed.
Cooper, you know the guy that's going to come around with the white straitjacket? Let him come.
He's like, play it. Stop yelling at me with exclamation points, boy. Let's see.
What?
I'm not playing that. You should have asked me.
About Twitter. What the heck did he say?
I don't know, but he should have asked me beforehand.
This guy on Twitter is saying that 97% of climate science is wrong. I don't know if he's a troll or if he actually believes it. What the fuck are you talking about, Frosty?
And Cooper said that straight jacket that Andrew's talking about is for Frosty. He likes the straight jacket.
I don't know if Frosty's listening. He's talking on Twitter. I think he needs it.
I don't know. I think Cooper needs a straight jacket, too. A really pretty pink one with purple polka
dots. Camo.
Yeah, pink camo. You're right. Pink camo straight jacket, just for Cooper. I'm going to play Miss Independent. It's kind of upbeat.
Fell in love. What is the feeling taking over? Thinking no one could open the door.
And that was Miss Independent, Kelly Clarkson.
And we're back.
Hi, I'm still here.
Good. I'm glad you're still here.
I know, I just feel bad about the show, but I was sound asleep.
It's okay, Shani. Don't feel bad about it. I mean,
I
knew you were tired.
I mean, I knew you were tired, so I pretty much figured you might miss it.
But I didn't think I would sleep that long.
Well, I figured you would. I mean, I remember talking early this morning. You remember?
I'm so, like, I missed my mom's phone call. I had, like, 3 missed calls. I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah, and I had called.
I just had to turn off my phone. I'm like, oh, I'll just sleep till 7. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
All right, well.
I called you.
This is where I made you to ado. I got to get my butt to bed for working on it. So,
all right, Andrew.
I don't want to fall asleep at work again.
Uh-oh, you fell asleep at work?
Yeah, I did all my work and slept for like about 20 minutes without realizing it. So, all right, I'm going to get my butt in the bed, so y'all have a good night.
All right, well. Good night, Andrew.
Peace and love. Later.
Later. So we've got like maybe 15 minutes left. You still sound so tired, Sweet Pea.
I am, but, weird. I must have been up at 7:32 p.m. for some reason. I didn't think I was because I messaged somebody at that time. I don't remember being up at that time. I must have, like, messaged in my sleep. What?
I don't know.
That's weird. Oh.
Cooper wants to call
you. I must have messaged in my sleep. I had to be, because I know I was not up at the time. I knew that, though. I'll pick up the phone and look and message and put it back down. I don't realize I messaged.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have a message. Frosty's listening. I just got a text message, too. Oh.
You sound like I was earlier.
Like I wake up and then my phone blows up.
Oh, yeah, that's how I was earlier. Because when I first started the show, I had, like, a bunch of messages all at once. And I'm like, Oh, do you hear me clear? Because I'm using the direct
connect feature. Yeah, I can hear you. Did you get your new phone yet?
It didn't come yet. But, oh, here we go. Here's Cooper. Coopy cake.
Wow. Cooper's a chicken.
Hi, Cooper. Oh, my God.
So, she's going with Kennedy. K-E-N-N-E-D-I. Whatever.
Oh, have mercy.
Haven's a better name.
Yes, it is. Much better. Welcome, Cooper, the chicken.
What's up?
Cooper, get off the phone or I'm hanging up. Just kidding.
Oh, my God.
Fine, I'm leaving.
Hey.
I had to say that to be funny. What?
Well, you freeze. You're in timeout.
I was laughing. He knows I was kidding. Mm-hmm.
I know. Freeze. You're 50, both in timeout.
60, 70, 80, 91.
We're fine. Keep running and kidding. We don't need timeouts, do we, Coop?
I would take a timeout.
Go take a timeout in Frosty's corner.
I don't mind being punished. I really don't.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Frosty punished Cooper.
Yeah, Frosty punished Coop. What are you counting?
Frosty, you don't touch me with those hands.
What are you over there counting? Do you need some assistance?
No, I got
it.
Yeah, I got it.
So she's thinking Haven, H-A-V-Y-N. That's pretty.
Yeah, that is pretty.
She has a name
I like that a lot
yet?
Better.
No name for a baby yet. And her, and I'm going to blow up, like, I don't care. I'm going to blow up his entire family.
That bus is starting to look better and better, isn't it, Shani?
I'm telling you, it really is. And then I'm going to shoot another certain person.
We might need 2 buses because all the people I want to dispose of, we may need 2.
Maybe 3.
Yeah, maybe 3.
I know. I'm going to at least want my own bus, so.
No.
Yeah, you
put
the giggity-giggity on there?
Pardon me?
Giggity-giggity. You want to put him on there, don't you?
Giggity. All right.
Well, you are not that special to get your own damn bus. Get over it.
Excuse me.
By the way,
excuse
Cooper
me.
Wanted to tell Frosty to stop tweeting his Twitter. He will go blind. And Frosty's listening.
Yeah, Coop told me the same thing, and I didn't say
it. Stop tweeting his Twitter, or else he'll go blind. Okay, I'm just
trying
to look out for him.
Yeah, you listen and tell him to yourself.
I just did.
All right, Frosty, there you go.
I do declare.
Don't tweet your Twitter too much, there, kid.
I do declare. Anyway, this is horrible. Okay, for everyone listening out there, we're not serious about getting rid of people. We're playing.
Never.
Don't take it seriously.
We would never hurt a single soul. Maybe, like,
no, I didn't say,
to Alaska.
Hold on.
Well, I thought you guys
were
serious.
I
got to hang that down.
Hold on. I said I would never get rid of anybody. I never said I wouldn't hurt anybody. I said I would never get rid of anybody. So...
I'm just going to lock them in the igloo. That's good.
There is a lot of dirty talk on this radio station right now. Whoa.
I don't know.
Me neither.
No, you guys are both being very dirty right now, okay?
I just woke up.
And anyway, I'm not being dirty. I do not have a dirty mind. I have a sexy imagination. Get it right.
Whoa. Hold on, I gotta tweet my Twitter after that comment.
Oh my god, Coop.
No
touching the
cookie. I don't think Frosty heard your comment. He said he only heard some of it so far. He's
stop
back
touching
and
the cookie cakes.
Frosty, stop
cake
twittering
alone.
Your Yahoo. You're gonna Google all over your Facebook.
Oh my god. Ew. Poop. Oh.
I thought it was
wow.
pretty clever myself.
Yeah. Clever and very pervy.
I don't
but,
know.
Okay.
I think everybody should just be locked up in an igloo in freaking Alaska and see if they can make it. Well, no.
But I don't want to go to an igloo. I want to
you. I
think it's
people we don't like.
Me and Frosty would make it. I know that much.
Well, you guys have your own little cartoon show. Frosty
yeah, you'd be
Cooper.
Getting cartoons. Never mind. I didn't say that. Shush, Jade. Hush.
Yes, you did.
Anyway. No, I didn't. Shush.
Download this episode. All right.
Shut up.
You sound like Panda. Are you Panda's twin?
Panda sounds like
Panda
me.
Junior.
Thank you very much. I started that.
Panda Junior! There we go. Hello, Panda Junior. How are you today?
What? Panda's here?
No, that's funny.
No, you're Panda Junior.
Oh. Panda Junior.
I am not fucking Panda Junior. That's my language.
You are.
No.
I refuse.
No. Well, you didn't have a choice. You were mistaken.
Calm down, PJ. Calm down. PJ, Panda Junior.
Hey, I get a choice. I get a choice.
No, you don't.
I wish people would
no
stop
audience
taking
out there. You
way.
Guys like Hayden or Kennedy better?
Wait.
I need a poll.
I like Hayden.
It's either
like
Hayden is Havyn or Kennedy is going to be spelled Kennedi.
Oh, look, a light.
I don't really like Kennedy.
Yeah.
I like Hayden.
Hayden is prettier like that than with the
yeah,
Y.
I'm not a big fan of Kennedy.
No, you're just a big fan of Panda.
No, I just think Kennedy is very, like, whatever.
Very pretty.
What?
Not...
You're not a big fan of Panda.
What?
I'm sorry,
Cooper's
but I
Panda
really
stalker, just so everybody knows that.
I'm like
okay,
Panda's
really
only think... fan, okay? So you need to calm down.
You need to calm down. Mr. Frosty and Cooper throwing Koopy cakes at everybody.
All right.
You leave mine and Frosty's relationship alone.
I think he got scared. Now he's like tuned. He has not written anything. I would be scared too, Frosty.
I don't want to be the third wheel. I'll leave y'all's relationship alone. But anyway,
you can stay
I
with
think
me.
Be
you
second.
Can stay with me and Jen.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea. I think Kennedy is a prissy name. I'm sorry, I just do. I don't like it.
Yeah, Haven is the way with the Y at the end. It's really, really, really cute. I think Cooper's a prissy name too, though. Actually,
how did you know?
What?
How did you know?
God,
that's why they
name
me, because I'm prissy like that.
I think you and Frosty dress up in dresses when you do your poopy cakes.
Wow, it's amazing. Oh. I do this. Wait.
Now who's having a sexy mind?
Me? Because I slept, right?
Thinking about me and Frosty dresses. Oh, my Lord.
Yes, Frosty
and
Cooper dresses. Jade, I think Jade makes them for them.
No.
Oh, my God.
I promised a pink tutu for Cooper earlier. I forgot that. I got to give him that.
Oh,
it's
you didn't
sparkly.
Sew it up yet with your sewing machine, Jade?
No, not yet. Not yet.
So you got to give
Frosty
something, too.
Where should I mail your pink sparkly tutu to?
I think Frosty needs one, too. Can you make one, like, snowman colored?
You can mail it to 106 Panda Boulevard.
Oh, God.
Bamboo tree number 3. That's where you can. All right.
But I wanted to mail it to 10.
He even has like a whole cult.
I wanted to mail it to 10.
Me and Jade have the candy cult. Jade, we have the candy cult, but Cooper has a panda cult.
Yeah, but I wanted to mail it to 108 igloo number 5. That's
yeah,
right.
Have fun, Frosty.
But I thought pandas had to be in warm weather, don't they?
I thought so, too.
Pandas do, yeah. Polar bears don't.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a best friend
who's
a polar
bear? You're a panda bear.
Polar bear.
Tree number...
Panda
how do you and panda both fit in the same tree, though, Cooper? Do you guys have enough bamboo?
Oh, I got enough bamboo for the both of us.
Oh, my God. That just... Wow.
Hey, I said bamboo. You guys went there. That's not my fault.
I am not going into that tree.
Stop thinking dirty thoughts, okay, guys? Let's be professional here.
No,
we don't have to be professional. Professional sucks.
Listen, I'm not thinking dirty thoughts. I'm having sexy thoughts. Get it right.
Being professional sucks. Sometimes you have to let go.
Oh, I let go all the time.
Yes, with Panda. And Frosty. Oh, well, that would be a good show.
Oh,
Panda,
snap.
Frosty for show.
The three-way in the treehouse.
Three-way in the treehouse. I think that sleep
okay,
didn't
we
too
got
well.
About, we got about 2 minutes left.
3 minutes.
My stomach's starting to hurt, so I think I'm just going to go ahead and clear out of here, y'all.
Oh, Jade, you got to give it an extra 3 minutes.
Okay.
Your fans
okay.
Need it.
All right, fans. I don't think I had any of those, but okay.
Is your stomach okay, though?
Stalkers, maybe.
Stalkers? What?
I'm kidding. So
Does the stalker make your stomach hurt?
No, my stomach hurts. It just happens.
Are you getting sick though? Are you okay? Did it just go quiet on here?
I am.
Yeah, you guys, my dogs are talking in the background, see? They want
okay,
to get better.
To be on the show.
There was JD
they
better
than like the
stomach ache.
Yeah. It happens.
Alright, I'm going to put her outside in about 2 seconds, I swear.
Mostly my ribs.
But,
Dave,
are you going to be okay? Do you have Finnegan?
Yeah, I've got Finnegan, but it's not that. It's the pain in my ribs.
It's the pain what?
Pain in my ribs.
Oh, yeah, that's going to hurt. 1 minute left. Well, I'm sorry I was late, guys. I feel horrible, but I was sleepy.
Okay.
Next time I will not be late.
I was always taught to be late than early.
Yeah, whatever.
Cooper has to be fashionably late.
Fashionably?
Fashionably. Did you ever hear that people are like parties? Like the big thing in Hollywood is to be fashionably late.
The prima donna.
Anyway. I know. Him and my granddaughter are prima donnas. They're both divas.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You haven't even met my diva side yet.
Oh, well, I'm sure we will.
Yeah.
Oh, now
Frosty
yes,
said left my ass off. Frosty said left my ass off,
I'm
Cooper.
I'm going on Zello after this, and I'm going to be a complete diva.
Well, you have fun. I'm not going on. I'm on a break.
Oh, I was already on a break.
And Frosty said left my ass off.